Good evening and welcome to this Celtic worship service here at University Baptist Church. We are grateful that you are joining us for this evening full of reflection and communion. As we enter into this time of worship, I encourage you to find a quiet space where you can sit and listen and reflect and join us in this time. I also encourage you, if you haven't already, to pause the recording and to go grab some bread or some crackers and something to drink so that you can partake of the Lord's Supper along with us later in the service. This week, or this month, as every month, we are grateful to have a musician sharing their gifts and talents with us and with Lay and with Taylor. Ana Sofia Suarez is with us this month, and we are grateful for her playing and sharing her gift with us. So now, let us enter into this time of worship. Let us pray. Lord, teach us the silence of humility, the silence of wisdom, the silence of love, the silence that speaks without words, the silence of faith. Lord, teach us to silence our own hearts and minds that we may listen for the movement of your Holy Spirit and feel your presence in the depths of our being. Come, Holy Spirit, breath of God, breath of life, breath of deepest yearning. Come, Holy Spirit, comforter, disturber, interpreter, enthused. Come, Holy Spirit, heavenly friend, lamplighter, revealer of truth, midwife of change. Come, Holy Spirit, speak to us this night. Amen. Our Old Testament reading for the evening comes from Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 through 12. The whole congregation of the Israelites set out from Elim, and Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had departed from the land of Egypt. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am going to rain bread from heaven for you. And each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. And that way I will test them, whether they will follow my instruction or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather on other days." So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "In the evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your complaining against the Lord. For what are we that you complain against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening and your fill of bread in the morning, because the Lord has heard the complaining that you utter against him, what are we? Your complaining is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the Israelites, 'Draw near to the Lord, for he has heard your complaining.'" And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the Israelites, they looked toward the wilderness, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, 'At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God.'"
Thank you. A Poem for Reflection. Soda Crackers by Raymond Carver. You soda crackers. I remember when I arrived here in the rain, wiped out and alone. How we shared the aloneness and quiet of this house, and the doubt that held me from fingers to toes as I took you out of your cellophane wrapping and ate you meditatively at the kitchen table that first night with cheese and mushroom soup. Now, a month later to the day, an important part of us is still here. I'm fine. And you, I'm proud of you too. You're even getting remarked on in print. Every soda cracker should be so lucky. We've done all right for ourselves. Listen to me. I never thought I could go on like this about soda crackers. But I tell you, the clear, sunshiny days are here at last.
Let us prepare ourselves for the week before us and claim its potential sent by God. Let us pray. We bring to God our concerns for this week before us. We bring to God the people we will meet and those who influence our lives daily. And let us pray for ourselves. Lord, give us wisdom before we speak, understanding while we listen, sensitivity towards those we meet, and the perspective of your kingdom in which to see the things of the earth. Bring us to the week's ending, blessed through having shared the week's beginning. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen.
A poem for reflection, Liddy's Orange by Sharon Olds. The rind lies on the table where our girl has left it, torn into pieces the size of petals and curved like petals, rayed out like a full-blown rose. One touch will make it come apart. The lining of the rind is wet and chalky as Devonshire cream, rich as the glaucous lining of a boiled egg, all that protein cupped in the ripped shell. And the navel, torn out carefully, lies there like a fat gold bouquet, and the scar of the stem picked out with her nails and still attached to the white thorn of the central integument lies on the central heap, a tool laid down at the end of a ceremony. All here speaks of ceremony. The sheen of acrid juice, which is all that is left of the flesh, the pieces lying in profound order like natural order, as if this simply happened. The way her life at 13 looks like something that's just happening, unless you see her standing over it, delicately clawing it open. Angels said it to startled shepherds, and Jesus said it to frightened followers. And now these words which come from heaven are shared to make us whole and make us one. Peace be with you. The table of bread and wine is ready. It is the table of company with Jesus and all who love him. It is the table of sharing with the poor of the world with whom Jesus identified himself. It is the table of communion with the earth in which Christ became incarnate. Loving God, through your goodness, we have bread and wine to offer which have come forth from the earth and human hands have made. May we know your presence in the sharing, so that we may know your touch and presence in all things. We celebrate the life that Jesus has shared among his community through the centuries and shares with us now. Made one in Christ and one with each other, we offer these gifts and give with them ourselves. May they become in your presence, O Lord, a mark of the beloved community. Blessed is our brother Jesus, who walks with us the road of our world's suffering, and who is known to us in the breaking of bread. During the meal, he took bread, and when he had blessed it, he broke it and said to his disciples, "This is my body. It is given for you. Do this to remember me." Later in the meal, he took a cup of wine, and after he had given thanks, he said, "In this cup is the new relationship with God made possible because of my death. Drink it, all of you, to remember me." So we will do as Jesus did. We take this bread and this wine, the produce of the earth and the work of human hands through which Jesus has promised to make himself known. And as he said a prayer before sharing, let us follow his example. So come to this table, you who have much faith and you who would like to have more, you who have been here often and you who have not been for a long time, you who have tried to follow Jesus and you who have failed. Come, it is Christ who invites us to meet him here. All of you who hunger and thirst for a better life, for a deeper faith, for a better world, here is the bread of life. Let us together feed on it with gratitude. Here is the cup of salvation. Let us drink from it and believe. And now let us thank God for the one to whom we are summoned, the one by whom we are sent, whose image we are, whose flesh we share, whose love is all.